Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Are you guys trying for another baby?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
No way.
I feel like a baby's coming so soon.
It's like you could be pregnant right now and we don't even know it.
What was the experience like in Australia versus like probably what you've heard about like the experience in the US?
The main thing was that it was free.
I mean,
you didn't pay a penny?
It cost us a flight to Australia.
When I was little, I was like, I'm going to marry an American one day.
And now you're an American.
And now you're an American citizen. Let's give it up for Jess.
Which country's better?
Jess, we trained for this. This was part of your citizenship test.
Wait, can we actually
America
talk about that
is the best number one country.
What's up, dudes? And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast. Yeah. Today we are joined by Jess and Gabriel Conti. Can we just give it up for Jess and Gabe?
Let's go.
Do you ever go by Gabe and Jess?
No.
Ooh, yeah, I just thought about that.
Well, to me, you have Matt and Abby.
Exactly. Wow. No one ever says Abby and Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, I think when we were making the channel, we were like, is it Gabriel and Jess or Jess and Gabriel?
Jess and Gabriel kind of flows.
It just flowed
off the
better.
Tongue.
Wow.
Because like Jess and Gabriel.
Like I why didn't... Matt and Abby, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just
you know,
flows.
I really don't know.
It flows better. Like to say Abby,
so?
Abby and Matt.
Abby and Matt.
Oh, true.
I think you're it's right. Better to have the shorter syllable name first and then the longer one after.
That's really
Matt and Abby kind of just like flows as
you're
one
so
thing.
Right.
So yeah. That's my, if you want to start a YouTube channel with a significant other, that's my advice.
My favorite.
You have you'll blow up, I promise. Starter pack for a couple's vlog.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my lesson number one.
Oh my gosh, you guys. If you don't know Jess and Gabe, they are OG YouTubers. I feel like you guys pioneered the couples like vlogging era of YouTube in a way.
I do know there were other channels who were doing couple content before, not necessarily vlogging, but maybe there was like other couple
like
stuff.
Prank channels.
Like prank versus prank, or they were boyfriend versus girlfriend or whatever. And there was like, you know, the Shaytards, like there were family channels.
Shaytards? I've literally never heard
they
of
were, them. They're like real OG. They're like Archie. The OG before the, before like
wow.
Us OGs. But
wow.
Like, those are like family channels or couple channels. I'm pretty sure we were the first name and name, like Jess and Gabriel
wow.
channel.
Wait, wow. So you guys like started the whole like
couple of the name and the name,
like Jack and Sam or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
You literally started that.
I don't know.
Either.
We didn't
That's
think
crazy.
Too hard about it. We were just like, yeah, we'll name the channel Jess and Gabriel. But like going back, there was, it was just like the daily vlogging era when like the Pauls blew up and like that whole thing. A lot of like my generation of Viners started vlogging as well because
wow.
I started on Vine before, so we were like, oh, let's vlog and we'll just do it together and call
yeah.
it Jess and Gabriel. So there wasn't like a big scheme to do that, but like looking back on it, I think we were the first.
Yeah, it's yeah. just weird to talk about. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
thank
so funny. You.
You
guys were influencers before there was even the word influencer, right?
Ooh.
Right.
Sure.
I'll take it.
I don't know where I was going with that.
That was
whose
sick.
Idea was it to start the couple channel?
Gabe's.
Mine.
It was
mm-hmm. right before we got engaged. And I think that was a big reason, but you obviously never told me that because I didn't know that we were getting engaged.
The reason, yeah. So the reason we started it was because I was planning to propose to her and I was going to like film it and, you know, whatever, make a little video out of it. And I was like, it's weird if we post it on her channel. Because we both had separate channels at the time. I was like, it's weird if we post it on her channel because I made the video. But then it's weird if I post it just on my channel, maybe.
Yeah.
So
like
I was like,
us.
Let's just start a channel together. So then I kind of schemed. I was like, Jess, we should start a couple channels. So we had a
wow.
few vlogs on it before we posted the engagement video.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, I schemed that part.
What did your families think of you guys getting married at such a young age?
Wait, how old were you?
I was 20.
I was 22. Yeah, I freshly 22, like 2 months yeah. before I turned 22.
But like when you guys first met, you were 19, and then within a mm-hmm. year, wait, within a year of meeting, you were married, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
February to December. I don't know. I always say like my mom was so nice. Like, I don't know. I remember sitting down with her and she was like, you know, you want to marry him. Like, why would you wait? Like, why would you wait a longer year? Like, sorry, another year. We were doing long distance, like LA to Australia. So
that's
long.
That's crazy long distance.
Yeah.
It time was, zones were really hot. And
we'd like wake up, like out in LA, I'd wake up and then have a few hours to like talk with her. Or like we'd have a phone call or something. And then I'd go my whole day without talking to her. And then at night we'd have a little bit to talk and then I'd go to sleep.
So yeah, it was always just really encouraging. My mom, I just remember, was like, why wait?
Well, she also told her mom the day that we met that she was going to marry me.
Yeah.
I hear that so often.
It's so strange.
I didn't think that. I was.
Yeah, he didn't.
I was just like, oh, I met a pretty girl. Sick.
That's kind of how I was too.
Girls know.
Yeah. Did you know?
I honestly, when you were 13? I liked him long before he ever even noticed me. But then once, within a month of us dating, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, do you think Matt and I are going to get married? She was like, I think so.
Didn't you meet when you were 13 though?
We did.
We met when we were 13, but we started dating when I was like
17. When you started dating. Gotcha. Okay.
13, that'd be kind of.
Yeah.
Someone might need to step in.
But so, knowing. Oh, sorry, what?
No, I. Well, because you guys were the only people you've ever been in a relationship with.
Yeah.
But then you said you have like kissed other people for acting roles. Right? Well, is that the thing?
Kind of. I mean, we really count our first kiss as each other. We're talking about us now. I want to talk about you guys. But but no, yeah. No, like we really were like our first kiss. It was like the first kiss when we kissed.
For like an acting role, but we had kissed for.
Yeah. We kissed in acting.
Oh, so your first kisses were.
You two
were
kissed in acting to each other.
No. Sorry. I explained that horribly. We did acting.
Kissed other people.
And we kissed other people when we were acting.
But our first, my very first kiss was like a legit first kiss with Matt.
Gotcha.
On our first date.
Ooh.
I'm so curious, you guys. How did you know when you were that long distance, like, oh, this is the person? Like your mom being like, well, if you know, you know. It's like you weren't even living in the same city. Like how did you know?
I think he I don't know. I don't mean to sound cliche, but like he was just different. I'd never met someone like him. And we shared the exact same values. And also when I was little, I was like, I'm gonna marry an American one day.
No way.
Yeah, I was obsessed with American accents.
No.
Loved Americans.
She had like an American pillow on her American, or flag, American pillar, flag pillow on
American
her
flag
bed.
Sweater. Like, I loved America.
And now you're an American.
And now you're an American. Oh. Let's give it up for Jess. She's American.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be an American?
Free.
Free.
So free.
Now, okay, answer this question. Answer this question and it better answer the correct answer.
Okay.
Which country is better?
America.
Oh my God.
Jess, America. Jess, we trained for this. This was part of your citizenship test.
Wait, can we actually
America
talk about that
America is
process?
The best, best number one country.
Before we get into that, though, I think it's so funny. You mentioned American accents. I never think of us as having accents.
That's how egocentric we are
and
in America.
And what's so funny is every time we hear an Australian accent, Abby's like, I think they're faking it.
It doesn't sound real. Me? I don't believe it.
No, but like Abby,
I love it. That's I'm like, there's no way someone talks like this 24/7.
But she's like half joking, half serious. I'm like Abby, like you understand people in different parts of the world.
I'm
have
always
different
waiting
accents.
For people with Australian accents to slip
to like break.
Oh my
to
god! Break.
It's like I knew you were faking it this whole time.
I'm like proof.
Can we hear your best American accent impression?
Bro, it's so good.
Can you? You need to give me like a line to say, okay. And then I'll say it.
Let's go to Starbucks and tan at the beach.
Let's go to Starbucks.
That was so good. Okay, you got it, babe.
You got it.
Okay.
You're an American now. Let's go.
Let's go to Starbucks and tan at the beach.
No. That crazy, was right? good. Can we just give it up for that?
Okay, thank you.
That was so good.
That's my wife, everybody.
Wait, you could literally, my wife. You could act. Like, you could play American roles. It blows me away when.
Like Millie Bobby Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Do you want to know something?
What?
She was asked to audition for like a Netflix role for a thing. And meanwhile, I'm the actor.
Are we allowed to
I'm like,
say this?
Can I get a Netflix audition, please? Someone. She gets called for a random Netflix audition, and
I had just had my wisdom teeth taken out, so like I literally could not.
She
speak.
Couldn't like do no. the self tape, and she was like all swollen and
no.
But I'm also
and
not
I was
trying
like, babe, I could have coached you, and you could have become a star. You know,
that was really that was actually really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no.
Do
it's
you
good.
Want to try an Australian?
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so bad. Should we try?
Yeah, please.
I feel like I blend British and Australian.
Matt is rough with accents.
Hey,
oh my gosh. Sometimes I
have Matt do it. Go.
Here, what I say to our toddler all the time is, "I go, hello, governor."
That's British.
That's British. Yeah.
Or the Pirates of the Caribbean. Hello, Papa.
What's an Australian saying?
Yeah, can you give me a saying? Can you give me something?
Can I have a glass of water?
Can you say it in a? Oh, was that the Australian accent?
Yeah.
Can I have a glass of water?
Oh, frick. I honestly, I don't even want to do it at this point.
Can I have like a glass of water?
Just close your eyes and go for it.
Can I have a glass of water? I can't do it.
Bro, that was,
I'm done.
Bro,
I'm
you're like Cockney. Can I have a glass of water, mate?
Like My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
The I'm Ryan Spine.
Yeah. I'm going to do this off camera. I'm just going to embarrass myself.
Matt's in the shower tomorrow. I was like, can I have a glass of water?
Abby's way better at accents than I am, so I feel like you should have definitely taken that.
That's the thing about Australia. I can't quite understand it.
Just say what she just said.
One more time.
Can I have a glass of water?
Can I have a glass of water?
What?
Better. It was better.
Better than his.
Better. Than yeah.
Glass of water.
It's very
water.
Like lazy.
How do you say water?
Water.
Water.
You gotta say
water.
Like a water. The crocodile hunter guy. You gotta quote him.
Crikey? Like Steve Irwin.
Yeah,
mate.
Steve Irwin.
Down mate. With the crocs in the swamp.
What confuses me is don't the R's kind of sound like a British R?
Do you think my accent was good? My Australian
that
accent?
That was pretty good.
And then we're like R.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, mate. Right?
That was anyway,
this is too much for
I'm
me
so
to witness.
I'm so sorry to everyone listening to this. Okay, back.
Yeah, we definitely derailed that conversation hard.
By the way, Abby has a migraine, so if you think that she doesn't look the best, which I think you look amazing.
She does.
I think that she looks like rough.
Abby wanted me to say that. She's like, you need to tell people that I have a migraine.
No, because people always are like, Abby's so sad. I'm like, I just don't know sometimes how to, like,
guys,
be chipper for y'all.
Abby doesn't give an F. Okay, Abby doesn't put on for anyone. Abby just is completely
she's
herself.
I'm extremely unfriendly person.
That too. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
you're an American citizen now. What was that process like? I have to ask because you've been trying to become going through this process for a long time.
Really long time. Yeah. I guess 7 years.
Yeah.
Was the
seven
like, amount of time
years.
Yeah. So first when I moved here, we had an attorney that made a couple mistakes. So it prolonged that, like getting my green card. So then it took 2.5 years for me to get my green card. And then that was
this
amazing.
Is after you're married to it. Why do I think that when you got married, you just became an American citizen?
They want to prove that you're doing it not for the wrong intentions. Oh. So there's like a really long waiting period.
Have you seen the proposal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, we weren't able to travel back to Australia during that time. So that was like super hard for me and my family. But then I got my green card.
For 2 years, you couldn't go back.
Two and a half years.
You're kidding.
Oh so, what
right
was crazy was two and a half years. Yeah, from when we got married to when she finally got her green card was 2.5 years. She couldn't leave the country. There's like way more details on why, but that's the short version. And then, but that was like summer of 2019, we finally went back to Australia. And then like 8 months later, COVID hit.
Frick.
So it was like we got to travel there twice in those 8 months, and then we couldn't travel back there for like another year and a half.
Yeah. It's been tough. Yeah. But then my attorney helped me with the citizenship. I had to study 100 questions, so I know a lot about America.
Wow.
I guarantee we would fail it.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys should take the test.
You probably.
Is it
wait,
available?
What's one of the questions? What's one of the questions?
I can send you a link.
Just give him a question right now.
Thought quiz.
Now I'm on the spot. Do you remember?
There's a bunch of like, why does the flag have 50 stars? And why does
some of it's very easy, and then others is like, you need to know the names of your representatives and the
like,
governor.
What are the three branches of government?
Yeah.
Tertiary.
Do you actually know the three branches of government?
Legislative.
Wait, legislative, judicial, and freaking crap. This is so bad. People are going to be like, these people are idiots. Legislative, judicial, because legislative is like Congress. They draft the laws. Judicial would be the Supreme Court, and then executive, the president.
Executive,
right?
Bro.
Bingo!
You passed.
Fourth grade.
I didn't know we had a genius on our hands over here.
Okay, let's not test us, because I would fail it.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay. No. All right. You're an American now.
Yeah.
Like, what? Hold up. So getting married like sealed the deal, or like was it going to happen anyway if you weren't getting married?
Becoming an American citizen?
Yeah, I guess that's. Oh, so that started the process.
So
once
she
you
had
got
to.
Married. You
basically
married 7 years
prove
ago.
That you were getting married because you actually wanted to spend your lives together.
Yeah. Yes.
So like, how do you go about proving that to the government?
Oh my gosh.
You have a big photo album.
Well, could you send him a link to your YouTube channel?
Oh my god.
I think we did.
Yeah,
I think
possibly.
So.
I think, but you have to like screenshot text messages and
no,
emails
that is
and,
personal.
To
yeah.
Oh, it's like, very personal.
That's creepy actually.
The amount of stuff they need to see to be like, okay,
I'm
you're
actually
an
shocked.
Actual couple.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So this 90-day fiance stuff is not isn't that
dang.
What that's about?
Is it from over to different countries?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, because you could get engaged. Oh, but it's, is it, they get engaged in 90 days or they get?
I don't know.
I don't really watch it. So you had to literally send texts being like, proving that you guys like love each other.
Texts, photos of me with his family, him with my family, like wedding invitations with both of our names on it. Like, you know, invited to events together. It's like anything, even I guess like insurances or like different like bank things with our names
bank
on it.
Accounts, things that we have, like, do we have bank accounts together? Stuff like that.
It's such a hard process and like a very long and a very expensive process.
I was going to ask, like you have to pay for all this. Yeah. How much do you think that like literally costs?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, we, with our attorney, we spent more money to get a better attorney after our first one.
Okay.
Like, so we were kind of like really scarred and we were like, we need to get a really good attorney. So we paid a lot more than someone could pay if they do it themselves, which you can do it yourself. But then you're also like, you have to like study like crazy to understand all how it works, what the laws are, like what.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. So like, I don't even know. You spent thousands of dollars, but that's with the attorney as well involved. But then you're also, you're paying the fees to like submit the paperwork and everything like that. So
thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this portion of today's episode. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year? It turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming?
Down the chimney.
We're getting saucy today.
Manscaped has two best-selling products, the Weed Whacker and the Lawnmower. The Weed Whacker is for the nose and ears, and you could probably use it somewhere else. The Lawnmower is for below the belt.
Which I actually was doing that today.
I walked in on that experience.
You did. I was manscaping. Manscaped just came out with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0. This ultimate bundler is for the man who deserves it all. Included in this special sack is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose trimmer, Manscaped liquid formulations, and two free gifts: Manscaped Boxers 2.0 premium underwear and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag.
Get these for the hairy member of your family. I know we all got them.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code UNPLANNED at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code UNPLANNED. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
Back to the episode.
Is that hard raising kids, raising your child without your family here? Because you don't have any family from Australia that's moved out, right?
Not yet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really hard. And, you know, we're in Nashville. Gabe's family is also in South Florida. So we're away from both families. It's really hard. My dream is for them to move, for everyone to move here. But yeah. I think it just makes the trips that we have together really special. And like, I know it's hard for them now that we have a daughter, like they want to see her every single day, but they FaceTime. They literally, thank goodness for FaceTime. I don't know what we would do without it. And yeah, they take trips as much as they can, but it's really difficult. But we're really lucky that moving to Nashville, we found such great community who also like moved from their families. So we're kind of like, we're all a family, which
that's
is
really sweet.
Yeah.
Why Nashville? Cool. Like, what was it about the city that drew you here?
The cowboys and country music, baby.
What else?
It's in my Cuban blood.
Yeah. Do you guys have cowboy hats and cowboy boots?
No.
Just got cowgirl boots.
I mean, but like a cheap Amazon pair. Yeah, that's not really cowboy boots.
But they're still cute, but I feel like officially Nashvillean. Cowgirl boots. We lived in LA for a few years together, which was, you know, great for our work, great for entertainment. Mm-hmm. But we didn't see ourselves raising a family there. And then so we were like, okay, where else would we go if it wasn't LA? And so that's why we moved to Florida, which is where Gabe's family is.
Yeah.
But
that was weird moving back to family. I was like,
not moving back to family.
No, not to family. To where I grew up.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it would have been, I don't know, 6 or 7 years since I moved out at like 19. Going back after that much time was like, it was kind of hard to like acclimate to where I grew up again.
Yeah.
And Jess wasn't fully enjoying it down there. And we were like, okay, if we leave, where else would we go?
But and also, she always, sorry to cut you off, down in Florida, we were missing that, like, entertainment. We really felt like, I don't know, this job, it's so nice to be around other people who do it.
Yeah, there's just not a creative, no creative industry. I mean, some in Miami, but we weren't even in Miami. So like we were trying to,
we thought,
I don't know, it felt really isolated.
I always loved Nashville. There's also so many Australians here. I don't know if you've met any other Aussies yet, but so random, so many Australians here. So that's been amazing for me as well. But yeah, Nashville always felt like homey to me. And so I brought it up, but Gabe was kind of always like, why would we move to Nashville? Like literal, like Cowboys.
Yeah, that's I was a hater. I was like, Cowboys and country music? What is in Nashville other than that, you know?
But there's actually so much entertainment here. So we find that it's like the perfect balance of like having a really good family life, but also like being involved in entertainment in that world.
Yeah, it's like one of the best places to raise a family, which is really cool.
No way.
Yeah.
I've heard of a lot of people from LA moving out here.
So yeah, because there's still entertainment, but it's like it's just safer and you can really raise a family well. That's you can buy like some land so your kids can have a yard. Like, you know what I mean? More. So it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's different.
We love it. You should move.
Have you guys ridden a bull yet? Have you guys like done any bull riding or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Apparently you can do that in Arizona. There's a rodeo
that makes like sense 40, in Arizona.
Though. It's 45 minutes north, but like
that's cowboy.
This is like country too, bro. Like I feel like you could totally ride a bull. I'm sure there's a place probably 30 minutes from here that they would let you hop on a bull for.
I probably wouldn't do that. but I would go to go to Broadway.
Yeah, there's probably something on Broadway.
There's like a little one of the fake rodeo things, you know. Yeah. One of the electric ones.
Have you done one of those?
No, I haven't, but
they're actually really fun. They're hard.
Like dude, that's what I hear.
You think it'd be easy to be like, oh, I can ride an electric bull. No, it's freaking hard. And you can up the setting too. I've done it before, so I'm kind of like an expert.
But. I'm just picturing you fly off.
So yeah. How long did you last?
Probably like 10 seconds.
No, they kept cranking it up.
Yeah, no, we went to school in southern Missouri, which is like so close to the South. And everyone there has a fake country accent.
Nice.
And there's a bunch of rodeo places. So we.
Wait, you said that they have fake accents there?
I was joking. I mean, we would tease people because, like, some kids, like, were like, "You're from Missouri, dude. Like, you're not Southern."
They do ham it up.
They'd be like, "Howdy, y'all!" You know.
Okay, that reminds me of Outback Steakhouse. Have you been to Outback Steakhouse? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what Outback is.
I think
I've
been.
It's like an Australian restaurant, and it's so not an Australian restaurant.
Oh, really? I'm sure.
And I think the one time we went in, they were like trying to like speak Australian, and I was like, "You're not fooling me.
You're not."
That's like they broke their accents. Just
I was looking for it.
Yeah. She knew they were fake.
I really thought I was getting an authentic Australian experience there, so I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, they have this thing called like Toowoomba salmon or something, and Toowoomba is a city that I grew up in that is not near the ocean, and so it's like, where are they getting Toowoomba salmon from? Because it's not from Toowoomba.
So I was going to ask when I think about people like when I think about Australia, I think of beaches, but were you inland or?
I was probably like 2 hours from the beach. I lived in a couple different cities, but 1 to 2 hours.
Okay.
But Australia is like mostly beach. Like everyone just loves the beach.
What would you say like living in both countries now? Like what do you like about Australia? And then what do you like about America? Like comparing and contrasting.
Well, you chose to have your baby there.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. What was part of that decision?
The main factor was I wanted to be with my family.
Okay.
Like I couldn't imagine doing that like without my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother.
Yeah, and it was like her parents' first
grandchild.
So,
who did you have in the room? I'm curious.
Just Gabe.
This guy right here.
Yeah.
You're looking at him.
You too.
Yeah.
I took up the whole room, baby.
It's so hard because I feel like I'm like my mom and my sister would have been so good in the room, but it's also such. Like an intimate moment that was really special, just the two of us.
Well, my mom did come in for a little bit.
After the birth?
No, before.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Really? Yeah. Not like for the moment. So what was the experience like in Australia versus like probably what you've heard about like the experience in the U.S.?
Yeah.
It's gotta be pretty different.
I think the main thing was that it was free.
That is awesome.
It didn't, like that's the healthcare over there. Yeah, it didn't cost us anything.
I mean,
you didn't pay a penny.
It cost us a flight to Australia, and back.
But okay,
Well,
which is expensive.
That is expensive, actually.
But I had an incredible experience. We had like a midwife program within the hospital.
Okay.
So I had midwives, and I like literally had the best time. They brought in a tub for me because I wanted to have a water birth, but I had some complications, so I didn't end up doing that. But it was incredible. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, I don't know. What happened with you guys, but Gabe wasn't allowed to stay the night that Makai was born.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I would have been in
I was so nervous. Screwed. I like barely slept.
Well, I mean, I left at like
Wait.
Like 10, maybe 10 p.m.?
No, it was later than that. It
Wait,
was
that's
like
a, horrible.
That should make me really sad.
No, because like Abby was, she had just given birth. So I was getting up with our newborn like every hour when he'd wake up. So you were doing that all by yourself.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I slept. And but then he came in like first thing in the morning, but it was still like a lonely and nerve-wracking time for me.
Like visiting hours open at 5. So it was like I left at well, I think I was supposed to leave at 11, but like I kind of pushed it. I think I left a little bit after 11.
Yeah.
And then I was awake at like 4 in the morning to head back to the
hospital. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, they told us, and I think it's to protect the women on the floor. Like, I guess you don't know like who's coming in. That could be wrong, but I really don't know. The rule was just like no one stays.
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
That would have freaked me out really bad.
Yeah.
They might have had like incidents where like a guy who's like staying there is like starts wandering and walking through another room or something.
Yeah.
Wait, like, that's crazy though. I feel like the first night is the hardest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, it's the second night.
Oh, actually it was the second night. That was hard. But the first night's really hard.
The first night's still super hard.
And doing that alone.
It was just nerve-wracking. But again, like the nurses were incredible there. So they came in like probably every hour and I could just call them and they helped me with stuff. So I wasn't alone, but I definitely like Gabe had a full bag packed and stuff. And they were like, sorry, you're going to have to go home.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Like you didn't know that you had to have to
go.
Yeah,
I was ready to stay the night. And then they were like, so you'll have to leave around 11. And I was like, we were like, what?
Oh, yeah. that would have put me in a tailspin.
Yeah.
Was that unique to your hospital or is that all of Australia across the board?
I have seen some comments from other Australians saying like, oh, my hospital like does allow that. So it was probably the hospital that I was in.
Okay. There's like private and public hospitals there.
Yeah.
So it's like we were the public hospital that was...
Which is free.
And private would probably have their different rules. If you like use, I don't know, you can have like your own private insurance. So there's like the public and private system there that's kind of separated.
This is, it's very different than here. It's been a learning curve for me coming here.
Yeah.
It's so different.
I mean, I'm having a learning curve figuring out health insurance on my own. I've been here for
you guys, it's been the biggest nightmare.
Just like, being an adult.
We've had so many issues.
Being an adult, man.
Because like, being self-employed, we got our own insurance and then they denied all the claims. We've made videos about it.
Yeah,
so.
I had to get a surgery in between pregnancies that when our insurance didn't go through, the original bill was $83,000.
Yeah, I saw you post that.
Yeah, it's insane, you guys. So like,
and everyone from other countries was like laughing at me in the comments.
I know, it's true. No,
all the comments were from people in other countries because they're like, this is ridiculous. Like, how is it this? Like, people always talk about how America is so good. And then it's like, well, the healthcare can be a little bit messy.
But it's not because the healthcare workers, we love them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but what's annoying is it feels like insurance is... It's like they can charge whatever they want.
Oh, yes.
Or not insurance. Like hospitals can charge whatever they want because it's insurance covers it. But then if something happens, then you're stuck with this like crazy huge bill
that
it doesn't
have. That's exactly what happened for the birth of our first son. And it was just crazy. Gosh. But that's not really a fun topic.
We can pivot.
Okay. Let's just detour.
But America is the best country in the world, right, Jess?
Have you seen those videos of people making TikToks and they're like, I love China. China's the best. Like they're trying to like boost the algorithm for their videos. Like, I love you, China.
Oh my gosh.
Their social credit score.
We don't have TikTok.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. I know I've heard in Australia you call McDonald's Macca's.
Oh yeah, Macca's.
Macca's, baby.
So is that so weird to you when you were like, what the freak is McDonald's? You know?
No, because we call it both.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it still do they literally spell it Macca's? Like do they spell it like
M-A-C-C-A-S.
The @ on like Instagram or Twitter or whatever is @ M-A-C-C-A-S.
But we definitely like call it McDonald's as well.
The sign still says McDonald's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But Burger King.
What about it?
Is not Burger King.
Burger King in Australia is
Hungry
Jack's.
Baby.
What? Yeah.
Hungry Jack's. Wait, isn't that a pancake brand here?
Wait, yeah, that's literally that's the brand of pancakes.
It's a brand
of syrup. I ate those growing up. Hungry Jack's, they make pancakes and syrup. You guys ever heard of this?
No.
Maybe they're from Australia.
That seems like a conflict.
No, that's
completely
funny.
Different. But what's funny is it's the same logo.
Yeah.
But instead of Burger King, it's Hungry Jack's.
That's hilarious.
Well, and then what is the donut place here?
What donut? Krispy Kreme?
No, the other one. Oh, Dunkin? Isn't that the same logo as the other donut place in Australia? Donut King. Do you have Donut King?
No.
I don't know about that one.
Maybe
I'm lying. Kangaroos like I'd fact
checker on that.
Yes.
Wait, actually?
Oh yeah.
Wait, no way.
It's like, it's like deer here. So no, if you're like out and there's like deer around or whatever, it's like you can just have kangaroos.
I would have huge kangaroos in my front yard all the time.
Your wallabies are smaller.
Yeah. Are they dangerous?
Wait, what's a wallaby?
A wallaby is like a small, like a civilized kangaroo.
It's like a different...
The domesticated kangaroo.
Yes, exactly.
I've literally never heard of a wallaby.
Really?
Wait, you know what?
I've heard of a wallaby, but I don't know what it looks like.
Like a kangaroo.
Okay.
They're literally kangaroos, but like, it's kind of like, if you compare like a deer that's here in Tennessee, that's kind of like more dainty or whatever, to like a reindeer. That's like massive.
Because I saw some videos of kangaroos where they look...
They're like really buff.
Dude.
They look like they're going to square up.
I know you guys aren't on TikTok, but I've seen so many TikToks of like kangaroos fist fighting each other.
It's so good.
And like people like, welcome to the day in the life of an Australian college student. And they show like massive pythons like, like going around in the grass. And then there's like kangaroos and then like massive creepy tarantula spiders. Like, do you think you're just going to die all the time when you live there?
But every single American... does ask me that because I think that's what they see. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, but what about the spiders?
Well, to be fair to us stupid Americans, there is apparently, allegedly, don't fact check me.
Allegedly. Supposedly.
Per square foot or whatever, per square meter, because Australian things.
Meter.
Per square meter, there's more things that can kill you per square meter. In Australia than anywhere else in the world.
Well,
no way.
Anyway,
let's move there.
The thing is, it's crazy. Like you're fighting for your life in Australia.
But seriously, though, like I had a friend like in Missouri. Like one of my friends in college was like, "Dude, I'm gonna move to Australia after college. Like I heard it's dope. It's the best place in the world." Then when we lived in Hawaii, we had friends that were like, "Dude, you got to go to Australia. It's so cool. The surfing's amazing."
Yeah.
So I've heard so many good things. So then I'm like, "Why did you leave? You know, if it's this paradise,
literally with kangaroos." Love.
You're looking at them.
Australia truly is such an incredible place. Yeah. And I just wish it was closer. Like now I love like our life here. I love Nashville, love our community, but Australia is just insane. Like it's beautiful. Everyone's laid back and friendly and I love the food.
The beaches there are like
gorgeous. I know amazing. You lived in Hawaii, so they're gorgeous too, but Australia's like the top.
But see, like Hawaii is beautiful, and then our friends in Hawaii were raving on Australia.
Yeah,
so I know that. It must be incredible. Did you surf at all growing up? Or I know you didn't grow up by the beach.
I boogie boarded.
Nice. That's Abby. She's a pro boogie boarder.
Yeah. Oh, let's go.
I'm really not a pro.
I've seen pictures of you boogie boarding.
You're pretty good. It's like you're pretty good. So to go back to things that can kill you, though, there's a season. I don't know what the season is, but it's this thing called a box jellyfish.
Okay.
They're really tiny.
Oh, yeah, they talk about those in Hawaii.
You're going to scare them away from going to Australia.
They're really tiny, but they can kill you if you get stung. You'll just die. So you
have to.
I don't know if it's instantly. Don't fact check me. But no, but you can.
Allegedly,
they kill you, according to the jellyfish. No, so there's like a season where they're like migrating or something.
What?
And you have to go into the water. You have to like wear like full wet suits so they don't sting your skin.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But that's terrifying.
Other than that, it's incredible.
Other than
the greatest place on earth.
Other than the
United States of America.
That's crazy.
What do you think about this? Like, is there a stigma about Americans in Australia? Like, are people like, they're so dumb. They think America's the best. It's not. You know, like, what do people think about Americans?
Yeah.
Like,
if you see a guy, I'm sure you see a lot of dudes in Nashville wearing like a tank top with an American flag on it, and they're driving a black truck with blacked out tinted windows. You know, like what do you think about people?
Americans
like that?
Are just so American. Like that's the main. They're just.
I'm proud to be an American. I've actually done some really American things.
Our friend, we had a friend from Canada.
No, this man who died and gave their life for me. So I'm gonna stand up next to you in my family.
I was like, that's my favorite song.
I'm telling, hey, we should do a duet. We could do like a singing duet. We could start a boy band called The Daddy.
The Daddies.
No,
hey, if you did not listen to Jesse A's podcast, that will literally make no sense. So you have to listen to it.
The boy band technically already started there.
So you can be a part of the joke.
Yes. Inside
Guys,
joke.
It's an inside joke. So be part of the inner circle.
Thanks,
to Jenny Kane for sponsoring this portion of today's episode.
Look at Abby's nice cashmere sweater. Oh my gosh, this looks so freaking good.
I feel so cozy and classy in this. This is
your vibe.
This is my vibe? I'm 100%. So flattered because I just feel very distinguished in this. There's been a strong movement recently towards getting timeless staples for your wardrobe that you can rewear rather than continuing to buy into this fast fashion trends. And yeah. I think that Jenny Kane is the place to get those timeless staples for your wardrobe, especially as the cooler months are coming in, because they have some super cozy, super nice sweaters and just all kinds of great staples. Plus, if you're shopping for stocking stuffers coming up, they have cashmere beanies, cashmere socks. Tell me you're not going to love to get some cashmere socks in your stocking.
Well, I'd be getting cashmere beanies in my stocking.
I would love to see you in a cashmere beanie.
Wouldn't that be cute? I feel like that'd be cool. That'd be
reading
really
a book
that
with
would
some
be manly.
Glasses by a that, fireplace.
Yes.
Ladies, you gotta get it. Or send it to somebody to get for you, because it also makes a great gift, because it is so high end that you might not want to buy it for yourself, even though you should. You can send a link to a loved one. Maybe they would like to treat you, splurge for you this holiday season. So gift yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, Jenny Kane. Our listeners get 25% off your first order when you use our exclusive link, jennykane.com/unplanned. That's 25% off your first order, jennykane.com/unplanned. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Now, back to the episode.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about
your friend from Canada.
Dumb Americans.
Oh, I was like, they said, is Canada like pretty big? They're like, it's the second largest country in the world. Yeah. They're like, that is the most American thing you've said. I'm like, yeah.
Wait. Like, were you asking big population size or big like geographically?
I didn't specify, but I think in my head I was thinking geographically. I was like, they're like, it's massive.
Yeah. It's Russia. Then Canada, then us, I think.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, the reason is because we have Alaska that's like literally half the size of the U.S. or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy how big Alaska
is. Really big.
And Hawaii adds to it too.
Yeah.
Barely.
Just we okay. say that.
I know.
When we moved to Hawaii.
She was trying to say something.
No.
Yes,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to hear.
No.
You're
no.
the guest.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Don't worry, guys.
We know you'll go. No, I was just going to say, Americans also eat very funny things. Kind of like that. Like, I get a lot, like, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And that, like, shocks a lot of people. And
it is so funny hearing an American
seasons.
Go, why don't you celebrate Thanksgiving? And it's like, because the pilgrims didn't show up on the shores of Australia and break bread with the indigenous people of Australia.
Yeah. And like, our seasons are obviously opposite. So, you know, now we're going into winter, they're going into summer. It's just like,
that is crazy to me. Yeah. The fact that Christmas is a summer holiday.
That a hot day.
Is wild.
It's weird.
Wait, that's really weird. So do people decorate Christmas
but
trees in Australia?
But then your movies are like set, like Christmas movies that you watch are set in the winter though.
Yes. Yeah. How does that work logistically? Are you guys watching people in the summertime like, oh, Merry Christmas, singing Christmas caracles on the beach? Or
we,
Christmas carols.
Caracles?
Caracle.
I love caracles.
I love a good caracle. Oh, they got me going.
It's been a long day. He's done crying.
Okay.
Wow, we need to pull it back.
Tear.
Let's pull it back,
that's
guys.
That's one of Abby's favorite things when I like mess up a word and I just completely botch it.
My favorite thing is when you keep going like you didn't just say something that makes no sense.
Like, well, the funny thing is you said it like you like doubled down like three times.
Okay, so Christmas carols on the beach. Like, did they make their own movies there? Or are you guys just watching all the traditional American films like The Grinch?
Yeah, you know? We watch the American movies. Like,
okay.
We know that.
She's a big Grinch girly.
Yeah, I love The Grinch, love Home Alone. Like, my dream was always to have a white Christmas. But, like, white Christmas for us is like sand at the beach because it's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
But
then we moved to Tennessee, which snows like
few inches
once every, you know, two times,
yeah,
three times every winter.
There was snow the week of Christmas last
year. Our first Christmas here was, I almost didn't wasn't able to talk. Our first Christmas here was a white Christmas. And both of our families came into town for the first. So it's like I had all my family from Florida, her family from Australia.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
That makes
really
me want to cry. That's sweet.
It was so cool.
Yeah, because your families probably don't get to see each other a lot. Like,
No, it was the first time the families had like fully been together since our wedding. 6 years before.
Whoa, that's really weird to think about.
But that probably makes your wedding day super special too, because it was like everyone combining, which for everyone that's special, but especially because of the distance you guys had.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun time. Our family's I would say the opposite. Like my family's very like chill, laid back, loves like sitting around a piano and singing and playing board games. And his family's like
the most extroverted. Psychopaths.
No.
Okay.
Is that why you like left Florida right away? You're like, we gotta get the freak out of here.
Like, we gotta leave. These people are scared. I don't remember them.
Sweet. Like the time when they're all together.
My family's great. They're just very like, there's like American loud.
Okay.
Which is like its whole own thing. And then there's like Latino, Latin America people loud. And they're, it's like the amount of interrupting that happens in conversation. Like you will, if there's like a family get together, in order to speak and like, like add to any conversation that's happening, you have to like so loudly interrupt whoever's talking to like say anything. It's actually crazy.
Get a horn.
And it's literally one of the funniest things though is once like Jess joined the family, they were like, she doesn't interrupt. This is brilliant. We need to learn how to do this. So like my dad
was like so new.
He's like oh my captain interrupter of the family. And whenever someone interrupts anything, he like calls him out. He's like, guys, we don't interrupt anymore. He's like, don't interrupt me. Well, you know. And it's
funny. Are very soft spoken and peaceful.
Oh yeah. It was definitely different for them, but
something,
I'm proud.
Something Abby said on her way here, she was like, you know, I'm hoping with this conversation with Jess and Gabe, I can become more like Jess because I'm...
She's so peaceful and like...
That's really sweet.
You're so sweet.
I'm just too sassy.
No, you're not.
You don't have...
Our day has been really pleasant.
I don't feel like you've been sassy.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's only to Matt. Actually, no. It's kind of spread a little bit.
Yeah, no He's comment. Like, no comment.
Matt's no comment. I'm not gonna say not the gonna wrong say thing anything. Right now.
I am. Yeah,
America is the best country.
Yeah. Okay. I like totally had a question for you, and I forgot about. Oh, yes. Do you speak Spanish? Like growing up in Florida, I feel like I know people in Miami. Like everyone speaks Spanish in Miami.
Yeah. So I was born in Miami and lived there till I was five. Spanish was my first language.
What?
But. No my parents way. Stopped speaking it to me in the house when we moved farther north in Florida.
Okay.
Like once you leave Miami and you get to like, I don't know, Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if you know these places, but it was like, we lived an hour-ish north of Miami.
Okay.
Where it's mostly English. I mean, there's still a bunch of Spanish-ish.
Yeah.
Like if you're, like there's people, a lot of people there speak Spanish, but like Miami, it's, you'll walk into certain like stores and like they don't speak English. They speak Spanish. So, or like restaurants and stuff. So I spoke Spanish first language, but then I forgot a lot of it. So like, really? I'm able to like kind of get by in conversation. If I need to,
but
I'm not like, no, I'm not like fully fluent.
He definitely understands. Yeah. Like, I feel like you understand everyone when they speak Spanish.
I can understand American speaking Spanish.
Okay.
Cause it's actually like slower.
Ah, okay.
Where like I'll hear, so my family's on my dad's side is Cuban. If I hear like Cuban people speaking Spanish to each other, they're speaking like a million words a minute. And I'm like, my brain can't process Spanish as quickly as they speak. It's pretty crazy. Mm. So it like depends. And then Spanish is really different in different countries. Like Spain Spanish is a lot different than Mexico Spanish. So it's like, I understand like American specific, like if hearing my family speak, that's like Cuban, South Florida Spanish. Mm-hmm. I can get by a lot easier than even like hearing like people in California talk who are like Mexican, if that makes sense.
Do you plan on teaching your daughter Spanish or getting her into like an immersion school?
We want to, but the issue is to teach her, we would probably have to know more than.
I was going to ask, you were homeschooled.
I was homeschooled.
So
yeah.
Do you think you'll homeschool Micaiah?
Yeah.
Probably. I think so.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Gabe just had such an incredible high school experience.
You were homeschooled through high school too?
Yeah, so I went to school in first and second grade, and then my mom pulled me and my older brother out. He was in third and fourth grade, but like we kind of grew up like twins, so she pulled us out, and then we finished all the way through elementary, middle, high school together.
Wow.
doing
and you loved it?
It was great. Yeah. So I like, what was really cool is I was part of, so we had, that's like called a co-op. So yeah, we were part of a like community once a week, kind of like college. We went to classes every, like, you know, I took my math and English and everything like that. One day, it was a Thursday, and then we left and did our homework throughout the week. But then also at like part of this same community, there was the theater group that met on Friday. So like on Friday for the whole day, for the most part, was doing drama.
Wow.
So then I do my homework like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a full day of like school Thursday, and then go for my theater stuff on Friday.
You're getting emotional, honey.
It's so emotional. No, I'm just trying not to burp. Because that Chick-fil-A that we had before this, you know?
Doesn't that sound incredible there? Doing homework Monday through Wednesday.
But what,
wait, yeah.
What was dope. What was sick about it is I was like, because I was homeschooled, I wasn't just sitting in classes all day and then doing the homework at night every day. So like we didn't have homework at night because we just did it during the day. So it's kind of like college where if you planned your doing your homework outright, you can hang out with people at night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not always the case at college. Like, you're studying like crazy for tests and different stuff like that. But
you can kind of manage your time better.
You can manage your own time. So, like, we were learning to manage our time in middle school when, like, people who go to normal school don't really manage their time until they're 18 in college. So, like, I was, like, 12 learning to, like, do my own schedule and, like, get my stuff done. But what was cool is, like, it was, like, oh, Monday nights we'd go bowling. Just the friends, because we didn't have homework at night. So it's like, oh, that'd be a thing that we just go bowling together.
And
so
all your friends were like homeschooled as well?
Yeah, it was all from this like this Thursday, Friday co-op and theater group. And we all like got really tight. And then we'd hang out throughout the week and stuff like that.
Like, so wholesome.
It is really sweet.
It's not good for little kids to be doing a lot of homework. It's actually like proven through like studies.
Really?
Really?
What do you think about the
stigma? But don't fact check either.
I'm sure you could probably find studies for both, honestly. Yeah.
I know there's a stigma about homeschoolers like being weird. Yeah. I think you're actually like way cooler than me. I was telling you this earlier. I'm like, you dress like so cool.
Just for my years in LA.
And I feel like I'm like the nerd hanging out with like the cool kid in high school at lunch. Thanks, it's like, bro. We totally.
Were you
like
the cool kid in homeschool?
Were you the cool? Yeah. Were you the cool homeschooler?
I guess. But this is the thing. Is like.
You definitely would have been.
Sorry, guys. No, but I like everyone kind of hung out together ish. Like, you know, there's the people who were like very, I don't want to say nerdy because that sounds wrong, but like they had a hard time socializing.
Yeah.
Which you would have in any normal school too. There's people who just like, it's tougher for them to socialize. But like for us, it was like, I'm doing theater and my friends in my theater group are like, me and my brother are wrestling at, so we also were wrestling. So I would, every 3 to 5 every day, I had wrestling practice too at a local school that allowed us to, it was a church we went to too.
Okay.
But they had a school that we also wrestled at. So I was doing sports every day, theater and the co-op thing. So in this theater group, it's like me and my brother were like wrestlers at this school. One of our best friends was the quarterback at the school as well, but he's also homeschooled doing theater with us. Another friend of ours is like played baseball. So it's like kind of like a mishmash of people who were like, you know, the theater kids, some of the sports kids, people from different sports that like probably wouldn't socialize all. And it was like kind of a mishmash of like people who wouldn't normally in a normal school socialize together. But like we all became best friends. It was a really cool experience growing up. Yeah.
It's neat that you could do theater and wrestle, and it seems like you were more free to just do whatever the heck you felt
like. Yeah, I agree. Like in a traditional school, I feel like, You would almost be pressured to choose one.
There's too much. Yeah, I think there's too much peer pressure
to fit into a category.
Yeah, where it was really cool to kind of have that. And obviously, I didn't know really at the time.
Yeah.
That the experience I was having was like very unique.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. And here in Nashville, there's a lot of homeschool community here, so it's kind of a good place to like know what I know of the experience of doing that growing up and how we can like do that parenting.
Do you think there was ever a chance you guys would move to back to Florida or move back to Australia?
Probably not Florida.
Yeah.
Unless it was like very specific circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
We are so happy here in Nashville. It was always my dream. Like
my prayer to move back to Australia because I was just so homesick. I didn't, fully feel at home in LA. Didn't fully feel at home in Florida. But my perspective has just changed moving to Nashville. Like, we really feel at home here. And I don't know, maybe, like, if one day we can, like, I don't know, get a holiday house, like a vacation house in Australia, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, that would be, we could definitely,
like, retire in Australia.
I can see ourselves spending a lot more time there when we have, I mean, who knows how many kids we'll have. Right now we only have one, but, like, say we have three kids. Once the youngest is, like, 7 or 8, mm-hmm. and it's much easier to, like, travel mm-hmm. than traveling with, like, young kids.
Yeah.
At that point, it could be like, okay, we can maybe get a holiday house or something.
Or, do you say holiday
that's
house?
That's cute. You guys say holiday house, too. I've never heard
that. You switched to vacation. Yeah.
I know. It's like, oh, what am I doing? Vacation
home. Yeah. Over there, they call, like, they're like, oh, we're on, you know, summer break. They're summer holidays. They call
they're
it holidays.
They're just the holidays.
So cute. Yeah. Holiday house just has a nice ring to it.
It does. Start saying the alliteration is so good. Yeah. So, yeah, I can see it then. But then also, like, thinking that far out, it's like,
who knows
what's going to happen? Her whole family could move here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we don't need to travel there to see your family. You know what I mean? So, like, who knows?
Who knows? You didn't know you were going to live in Arizona.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you guys,
obviously just had a kid. Yeah. And recently, I mean, within like just over a year ago.
Yeah.
A few weeks after you guys had your first.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Shout That's out. Insane. Yeah, the similarities here. Wow.
July babies.
What's up, dudes? We got merch, and it's currently 20% off. Woohoo!
Just another merch ad.
I am crossing my legs. Abby was roasting me for manspreading, but this is really uncomfortable. I'm gonna uncross.
No, you don't need to do that.
I'm gonna uncross my legs.
Why is that the option? Either wide apart or cross.
It's kind of weird to have your legs like your knees close together.
Oh, you're right.
It
does
it
look weird.
It kind of looks weird. I don't know. Are you manspreading now?
No, I actually am trying to show off the merch because that's what we're here to talk about.
Let's show off this merch.
Unplanned Podcast merch. It says, "What's up, dudes?" But if you look closely, up is a different font. And that's because it stands for Unplanned Podcast. And it can be a little inside secret that we all share around here. And if you wear one of these hoodies out in public, you may just find another person that tunes in and you'd have a lot to talk about.
They're actually really, really cozy. They're comfy. You can wear these, drink some hot cocoa around the holiday season. Maybe have your coffee in the morning in your unplanned What's Up Dudes hoodie.
This is the perfect cobalt blue that you're looking for, and then you can't go wrong with a black hoodie.
You can't go wrong with black.
And outfit change. Wait, whoa, we saw a lot there for our visual people. Wow, Matt, I haven't seen you in this color.
Wait, doesn't that look so cute? Now we actually look really cute we're matching. And today's the last day of it being 20% off, so you guys should go run and get it while you can. Unplanned.
Make it happen.
All caps. And just use it at checkout. We'll put a link in the description so you can go buy the merch. We
you
love
don't
you.
If you want to buy it, you don't have to, but it's just there. If
oh my
you
gosh.
Want it.
And only if you want it. And if we see you out in public and we're wearing the Unplanned Podcast merch and you're wearing it too, we should get a picture together.
Even if we're not wearing it, like if they're wearing it, we should still take a picture.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Take a picture no matter what.
Now, back to the episode.
How did that affect your relationship?
Oh my gosh. I think ultimately brought us closer together and more in love.
Mm-hmm.
But the first couple weeks, as I'm sure it was with you guys, it was so hard and like such an adjustment.
I think it was the difference of like the way we viewed each other was very, we just grew so much more respect for each other from like our view of each other. But the like intimacy of just being able to like spend time together was what was strained, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like not getting any sleep, I think just like is such a struggle mm-hmm. in the beginning. And coming from two people who love Google Calendar and love routine, routine is just totally thrown out the window when you have a newborn. And so I remember like going on a walk to the river near where we were in Australia, talking about it. Cause like we struggled so hard with mm-hmm. like with our routine, and especially Gabe's like day to day, especially in the beginning, like I'm breastfeeding. And I think it was more of a hard thing for you to be like, what do I do? Like, how do mm-hmm. I help more? Then what does my routine look like? What does my day to day look like? It was a big struggle.
Yeah, and then it was like, can I like go to the gym you're, you know,
need my help?
Like, do you need my help during this part? Or like if the baby naps for this period of time, can I go? Or do you want me here to be around in case she wakes up or something? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Gosh, so it was like figuring all that out. It was kind of like the whole schedule that we used to live by, it's like completely scrapped, mm-hmm. starting it from square one. And then obviously that changes like every 6 weeks. Yeah. There's like a new software update that the baby gets.
A new and freaking, it's like, so right, another sleep regression. Like, I feel like a sleep regression happens every other day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah
here
yeah.
we go.
It's a roller coaster.
How did that affect your mental health? Like having a whole entire new human introduced to the family.
And postpartum.
You're not sleeping. Yeah, postpartum. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had any baby blues, Jess. But yeah, like what was that all like for you guys?
I think it was my day 3 postpartum was the hardest for me. Hormones everywhere. Like I was so emotional. But then also I had, not to be TMI, but I had like one side of engorgement, like one side was engorged so bad, and my pump wasn't working, and breastfeeding was difficult. Anyway, one side was super engorged that it was just like you could tell something was wrong with it, and I ended up,
it's kind of hilarious.
I also thought
it's so painful. It is.
I was like, babe, you look crazy.
It could have gotten to that point. And then I also thought my stitches had torn. So I ended up going back to the hospital and I just broke down. Like I was such a mess that day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So that is the day that sticks like in my memory of like baby blues or like being really hormonal and emotional. But I think in general, in terms of mental health, it has just given me so much purpose. Mm-hmm. And truly, I think I'm the most confident that I have ever been. Like, I don't know. I know that I'm a good mom. I know that I was like meant to be a mom. And now looking at her and even in like appearance wise, like if she has, say if she has like my eyes or my ears or something, it's like that makes me love that about myself. Oh, so
I love that.
What about you?
It's definitely given me just being a parent in general, not necessarily like timeline. It's just like given me so much more purpose, you know, like, like being married is its own thing. And it's like, oh, you know, I have a wife and you know, we got to like provide, but like, you know, I'm an influencer with an influencer wife who's making 10x what I make because brand deals go to girls, you know? So like, it's like, do I need to provide, you know?
Like, I'll just go work out at the gym.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll be a trophy husband. You know, look good for you, babe. I'll cook clean. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like, there wasn't a lot of, I don't know, it's like purpose. Once you have a baby, it's like, oh my gosh, there's just like my sense of like self-worth honestly went up so much. Cause it's like, I know a huge reason of just why I'm here on this earth now,
yeah.
You know, which, you know, you do before, there's like all the things that you can tell yourself or whatever, but like you really feel it, you know, when there's someone who's reliant on you for everything, you know, not just me, like both of us, but reliant on us for everything. And, you know, I'm reading these parenting books and stuff like that. And just like really understanding, as a dad, how much weight I have in like raising and how much, I don't know. Like I started reading this one book that, it's called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And like, just going through that really, it just made me feel so important, like an importance that I never felt before. Cause a lot of, especially in, you know, in today's culture, it's like trying to remove a lot of the differences yeah. between like, you know, moms and dads and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And, maybe it's not, you know, the popular thing to say, but it's cool seeing the differences that like Jess brings and I bring to the table as yeah. parents, and they're both great. And, I don't know, as a dad, I feel like I haven't heard a lot about of like what actually do I bring or what actually can I bring to the table as a dad. Yeah. And like going through this book that's written from a female's perspective.
Oh, cool.
And talking about like her experience as a daughter. And then she's also like a psychologist, and helps like a lot of teens. So it's like, it has a bunch of like case studies of like teen yeah. girls and stuff like that. And it's just really cool seeing, just feeling the importance of like, oh, I have like so much value as a father, you know, for my daughter. So anyway, it definitely provided a lot of like purpose and value.
Isn't it so interesting how our culture today says like, focus on yourself, focus on self-care, do all this for yourself, self, 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 self.
And everyone's depressed.
Yeah. And then it's like, actually, maybe what if we find our purpose from being selfless?
Dude, I know.
Totally. And yeah. And like putting all of our energy into raising and nurturing a beautiful little baby.
Mm. That, it's crazy.
That you brought into this world. You know? Yeah. Like what if that's it, you know?
Preach.
Or what if it what if it's dedicating your time to a selfless act that helps make the world better? You mm-hmm. know? I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, I love that.
Something I have so much respect for the two of you because it seems or I feel like not obviously we don't know you super like personally, but from like meeting you for the short amount of time and like what your content online is, you guys are so mindful, not just like about parenting and about your marriage. And I think that's something that we could definitely work on a lot. Like, yeah. It seems like
you guys are doing great. What are you talking about?
It feels like we're always like, a little chaotic.
Like, Jesse gave her so much better than us.
Get out of here, guys.
Just like very, very mindful and purposeful, like in how you spend time together and with your child. And I just think that's something that's like, I really look up to you. You made a whole episode on your podcast about like your marriage tips, which was, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And
thanks guys.
Which you guys should check out that episode. But I wanted to ask like, what is like, I guess you've been married for 7.5 years now.
Seven.
Gosh, I had to just think.
Seven? Next month we'll be seven married.
Whoa.
Wow.
We'll be, like it's like together dating is like 7.5 to 3 quarters.
That is crazy.
Ish. Yeah, whatever.
Seven. What's your secret to not being divorced?
Selflessness. What's the biggest thing you've learned? Yeah, is it selflessness or?
A lot of people go into relationships with the outlook of how it makes them feel rather than what can I provide for this person?
Wow.
Not provide in a sense of like,
physical. A
provider or anything, but just like, what can I provide emotionally, you know, and like, what can I bring to the table to give to this person rather than like, I feel like the word love is so used now just based off of the feeling that you feel when you feel like the euphoric high of love, but it doesn't fully encapsulate that love is a commitment.
Yeah.
No matter how you're feeling, you know? So it's like the vows that we spoke to each other on our wedding day, it's like, yeah, there might be days where I'm annoyed at Jess.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't feel like I love her, but I do love her because of the commitment I made to her. So therefore I'm not going to be an idiot and do things that's going to ruin our relationship. You know what I mean?
It's weird that the English language only has one word for love.
When
in other languages, there's
like multiple, so many different,
multiple
words.
Different types of love. Has there ever been a point in your relationship where you guys were like, I don't know if we're going to make it or, man, this is really, really hard. I did not expect this.
The first thing that comes to my mind was just at the very beginning of our relationship. When we met, I had 3 weeks in LA. And at the end of that, we were in love. And we had just said, I love you. And like, it was that I remember, especially you were kind of like, is this going to work? Like long distance to Australia, like, we didn't know the next time that we were going to see each other. It could be like 6 months. Like we just had no idea. And that, I feel like that was our only moment of like, do we try this or do we forget about it? Like, do you remember that?
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Cause we were like, when we had talked about it, it's like, okay, next time we're going to see each other realistically is in 5 months from now.
Yeah.
So what, we just hung out for 3 weeks and then we're just going to FaceTime for five months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we both actually want to go through that? Is it worth, you know, so we're kind of having that conversation and then, you know, like things just lined up perfectly with, her being able to come out 6 weeks after she left. She was able to come back to LA.
Wow.
There was like a brand deal that I did that they were willing to like fly her out as a guest or something. Like that. Yeah, it's like some.
It was to Coachella.
Yeah,
and I was like, Coachella? This little Australian girl. I was like, I'm going to Coachella.
It was a very like weird scenario that like my manager knew of our relationship, and he was like, "Let me just ask for a plus one, and if they're willing to buy flights." That's and it just like
it was a big blessing.
It was really cool. And then it was that trip where we were, you know, we had hung out for those 3 weeks, and it was an extra like 6 weeks, and we were like, "All right, do we want to like go public?" You know, because I was already in the influencer space at that time.
Okay.
And yeah, we then started posting a few videos together. Like I specifically posted on my channel at that time, and they just, it kind of like took off really quickly. And then I guess because of that, you came out again for some, it was like another 6 weeks. Yeah. And then she was able to come back again.
And was that feeling of missing each other like so painful?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was the worst.
Oh, saying goodbye at the airport, like both of us crying. Oh. I have like the worst memories of saying goodbye.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And then she's stuck on a 14-hour flight back to Austin.
Crying, eating my Hershey's, cookies and cream.
Were you guys vlogging this, or was that all off the vlog?
So that wasn't the vlog yet. That was that we were posting on our own channels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then that was probably like, I think like April is around the Coachella thing. Then she came back in end of May, June-ish.
There was a couple trips before our vlog channel started.
Yeah. So then that June-ish trip, then it was kind of like we are dating and making videos together on both channels. So it was like that trip was a few weeks that Jess came in like May, June, 2 weeks, maybe something like that. And we just started filming together and posting a lot. And that was crazy because she showed up with, she had like 30,000 subscribers on her channel before we met. She was doing social media stuff, but it wasn't like her job yet. So she had like 30,000 subs, but then that trip she left, she got to like 100,000.
Wow.
And it was like crazy, a really crazy, like, oh my gosh, like people are really enjoying this content that we're making together. Like this could be a thing. So then it was the next trip that she came out to LA in like end of July, September was when we started. End of July.
Okay.
Into September was the trip. Honey,
that's, I thought you meant August.
End of August. That is what I meant.
Are you okay?
End of August into September.
Whoops. You're like, babe, July.
Like July, September. You know the knuckles thing?
Yeah.
There's a whole other one in there.
But during this time, you guys were both thinking about, you guys were both like, I don't know about this though. Like you were vlogging it, but you were thinking about calling it quits.
No. Once we started,
he just went on a tangent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just like kind of giving the history. It was
sorry.
It was at the beginning where we were kind of like questioning it because of the time
of the long distance
frame. Yeah,
got it.
And I was sorry. I was like, what was even the question? Because you
just wanted to have your hot girl summer, and Gabe wanted to have his hot boy summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like in some ways it kind of sounds like being long distance made
it
the timeline speed up a little bit for your guys. Because
100%. So when we got engaged in September, it was either for like all the family to go to one place or the other, whether we were going to have the wedding in Australia or the US, the time that everyone could really travel was like during the Christmas break, because Australia, their summer is over our winter. So their summer break for school is a longer period of time over December, January.
Oh, cool.
Which is crazy. So they don't get as long of time during our summer here. So it's like, okay, the Christmas break is like, we get around maybe like 3 weeks and then they get longer in Australia. So like family can travel. That's a period of time. So it's either we do it by that September in 2016, like 3.5 months later after we got engaged in September, or we wait a year and 3 months and do it the next year, the next December.
Yeah. And that's when my mom was like, wedding. Why wait? Why wait an extra year when you're doing long distance? Yeah. So
do you think social media or vlogging all that robbed you guys of any of those experiences? Like, was it weird that you were like falling in love and like vlogging at the same time? Like, was it hard to know, okay, what's real, what's not real? Like, what if this is for a video and what if this is like actually how I feel about this person that I'm dating?
I don't think I ever felt that, actually.
I didn't either.
Especially now, I mean, our first stuff is so cringy. But
oh, really?
I'm glad that we have it as memories.
Yeah, it's tough to watch it back.
Well, you see those couples channels that, like, it seems like everything's great, and then they have, like, the breakup video. And you're like, oh, apparently it wasn't.
People are waiting for that for us. Everybody. They always comment that we're, like, getting divorced.
Well, like, every couple, I feel like people always... People are always like, man, if they ever split, like, I'll know that love isn't true.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure for a dating relationship.
What's really cool and encouraging is like people who maybe saw us back then and then we'll like see content of ours now again, like after years of like not seeing it or something like that. And they'll go, they're like, oh, whoa, they're still together.
They're still together.
Yeah. You know?
Aww. It's like really sweet.
Yeah. Cause you do hear that so much of like YouTube couples, they have this big like growth and then it just like falls apart, you know? Mm. So yeah, it's been like, we've tried to be conscious of how much we do on camera. Like when I write just a letter, am I going to vlog it and vlog mm-hmm. that I wrote a letter and gave it to her? Like what, as much as there were moments that we would share, we also tried to make sure that there were moments that weren't shared that were between us that were really our relationship, not public, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that are in a long distance relationship and like you guys did the long distance. Yeah. What would be like your best piece of advice for someone in a relationship like that?
Text.
There
you go.
I think we have the same thing, but mm-hmm. FaceTime as much as you can, mm-hmm. text as little as you can.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Or like voice message over texting, like texting okay. the West. Texting yeah. is obviously convenient. Like if you're sleeping with the time zones, it's mm. like, obviously I'm going to send you a text, but texting,
getting a text of, oh, she ran into her ex-boyfriend and they had a conversation, you know, like a random thing like that. And then yeah. I'm like freaking out in the morning. Meanwhile, she's asleep for the next 12 hours. So I'm freaking out the whole day until like we happened, can talk. But- it didn't it, like that's, that sounds worse than it is because, but there was like a situation similar to that, but we kind of like talked through it and, but it was because we were able to like actually talk it out rather than text it out.
Yeah.
Because even voice messages too are way better than just normal, like voice texts are way better than just like texting.
Hearing their voice. And I don't know, I just feel like texting can be so like misread so easily.
Oh yeah.
But if you're talking face to face, like FaceTime, I don't know, it's just, that's our like number one. And I think also just going out of your way to show your partner that they can trust you and you know, that you can trust them. And like this, I don't know if I'm describing this right, but like you want to show them, I'm not saying
no,
right.
I know what you're trying to say. But no, in our relationship, I had a previous relationship where I was cheated on. So I had like crazy trust issues.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good now. I'm like,
it worked
thankful.
Out.
I'm like, thank God. but that, it just gave me a lot of pretty crazy trust issues that like when I explained that to her, Jess went out of her way for something that, like one example of this was in my previous relationship, I had asked what the deal was with her keeping her ex-boyfriend's photos up on her Instagram.
Oh,
and she got kind of defensive about it. And she, you know, was like, that was 2 years of my life. Like it happened. Blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but also like you could consider my feelings about it. Cause it's like kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, and she ended up cheating on me with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So
it's like, there was something.
Wait, no, wait. There was something I thought you were making a joke about like Jess.
No. This was the actual situation.
I'm so sorry for laughing. I thought you were making a joke. I'm getting tired. I'm sorry.
No.
Maybe like it wasn't the fact that the pictures were up, but there was just like, you could sense something
It was more than that.
Yeah. My brain literally just put it together. So this was about your ex-girlfriend.
This was about my ex-girlfriend.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's horrible. That's awful.
I mean, thank you, man. It is what it is now. But then fast forward to with Jess, she had pictures on her Instagram with her ex-boyfriend.
Got it.
And when I brought it up to her, not even asking her to like delete them or anything, like by that night, she had went through and just cleared them all out.
Wow.
Because she knew that like the trust issues that I had. So she went out of her way even to do things that weren't asked of her to make sure I knew that I could trust her. So it's like stuff like that where it's, you know, even if it seems insignificant, it's like, are you going to, I don't know how to say it. Are you going to like just hold tight to your feelings about this thing because you think it's weird that they asked, or do you care about the person enough to just,
yeah,
I don't know, treasure their heart and just do everything to make sure that they know that they can trust you.
Yeah, I like the way that you put that.
Describe the feeling of living together in the same city for the first time.
So exciting.
That was exciting. It was
such a fun time of our life. And like our business was doing great too. Like we were able to get married, live together, vlog it. Like we got a dog. Like everything was just so fun and exciting.
Everything was fun. That period of time we look back and it was just really
so
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We have such special memories. I don't know, just like getting an apartment together and like starting to decorate, going and buying a couch. I just like have such special memories of that time. Mm-hmm. And I am glad that we filmed so much of it because I bet like we would forget so much. But now we like have it to look back on.
Yeah. That's really, I can so relate to that.
Yeah.
I treasure those sweet memories of like the first year of marriage and just how fun it is. And on top of that, like we went to college together after dating a long distance. We were only two and a half hours apart.
Nothing like that, you guys.
But like when you live together in the same city, it was truly the best. Like we just spent every hour of every day together after that.
Yeah. I think it was also like we got to go to bed together every night and just be like, we don't need to say goodbye. Like I think we've had so many sad goodbyes at the airport that even like our honeymoon, like straight after the wedding, it was like, we don't need to say goodbye anymore.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's like leaving Australia and it's like, oh, we're leaving
together.
You know, or like leaving. Yeah. Whenever we were like going places, it was like, we're at the airport and it's happy.
Yeah. You
know? That's really sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's next for you guys? What's on the agenda for 2024?
2024. Hopefully having another baby.
No way. Are you guys trying for another baby?
We'll see what happens.
No way.
It's in loading.
Whoa. You
know, wait,
in
when
progress.
I...
Whoa.
Not loading,
wait,
like...
did you guys, like...
No, we're not pregnant.
No, no, no.
Okay, but seriously, though, with the way you were holding Augie earlier and looking, I was like, I feel like a baby's coming so soon.
It's like, you could be pregnant right now and we don't even know it.
Thank you. I mean, I don't think so.
If she is, we don't even know it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
or you could just be
anyway,
really good at...
That's exciting.
I'd love to have...
Yeah, oh, no, I promise. I really promise.
I'd love to have another kid before I turn 30.
Nice. I was going to ask.
That's
so you
right.
Have a
you're
girl
29.
Now.
Yeah. 29. I'm old.
Ah, 29. Okay, can we just,
I'm 29.
Can we just talk about how... When you asked
him, bro, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna set up the scene real quick. We're hanging out, like we just met. They showed up to the studio.
Always puts his foot in his mouth.
I'm so dumb.
No, we're like, oh, how old are you guys? They're like, oh, 25, 20, 24. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah. I think we knew that. Wait, hold on. Time out. Rewind. You have your birthday wrong, by the way.
What? Yeah. Have you ever Googled your age?
No way. Because they Google's, have it wrong on famous birthdays?
Yours is correct.
No, I don't think it's on famous Abby's birthdays, but the top of Google.
Top of Google says you are 31.
What?
So everyone always thinks I'm older than I am, which is so surprising because I have such a childish voice.
Aww.
Well, I guess I'm not the oldest one here then after all.
Anyway.
I never knew that Google says that.
You need to look it up.
No, if you look it up, it's...
Googling it right now.
Google itself, the search says 31. But then
that's
once you go to famous
birthdays...
I was like,
that is definitely
not... Is it
not
a different Abby?
No, it has your picture.
These are the most random pictures of me. I'm never Googling myself again. This
Wild.
Is terrifying.
When you Google me, it shows this basketball player that played in like the
yes.
in
oh,
college.
Oh, yes, we saw this
And
morning.
I'm like, my new goal is to be the person that shows up when
first.
You search Matt Howard. Because I'm like, who is this basketball player that played in like 2010 in a college... basketball team, you
that's,
know?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That is surprising.
Take up basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good.
I sprained my ankle during basketball.
Anyway, we didn't finish the story.
Yes.
Yeah, so come in, we're talking about our ages. I'm not 31, but we're...
So then Matt goes, how old are you? And I go, I'm 29. And he goes, whoa! I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I think it was like, whoa.
Wait, a second.
You just look so hip being from LA or living in LA.
Is so young.
And I was just like, I totally thought you were my age. And I'm like, whoa, you are literally about to turn 30.
There's really not a huge difference between 25.
No, it's crazy, dude. Like, hearing that I'm 25, like 25 in my head, like I hear like 25-year-old man, like on the news, like you, not that I watch the news very much, but like if you ever watch the news, you're like, wow, that's a grown A man right there,
yeah,
25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I am 20. Like, no, am I really 25? I feel like a child sometimes, you know?
You are a man child.
Yeah.
Okay. That
25.
That is a hate comment that I see sometimes and that hurts my feelings.
Oh my God.
But when you turn 30.
Yeah.
Like when I turn 30, it's like when you think of someone who turned 30, it's like, that person has their life together.
Exactly.
And if they don't,
yes.
And if they don't, poor 30-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that it's like, whoa.
He's having a crisis.
Not really. Like, whatever. But.
So you guys have a little girl now. And yes. So a question we got all the time after having our son, they're like, are you going to try for a girl? Are you going to try for a girl? And we actually obviously would have been so happy either way. You can't really go wrong, especially with the second. But I kind of wanted another boy. I was like, especially since they're so close together, I thought it'd be really fun. But do you guys feel like you have a slight, tiny preference? Like, either way?
I don't know. I don't think we have a preference because I think about having a second girl because I'm the second of two girls. And I just think like having a girl, it's like, oh, I know what to do. I know how to take care of a girl.
That's how I felt with boys. Yeah. I was like, a girl feels intimidating.
Yeah. But also if we have a boy, that would be so exciting. And like,
yeah, I'm one of four kids, but three of us are boys.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, we're probably having a boy. Like when we were, with our first, I was like, it's probably going to be a boy. So I was like shocked when it was a girl. And then I was like, what do I do with a girl? Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it's been amazing. So like having a girl, another girl would be awesome because they will, you know, they'd be close in age.
Yeah.
Not that it means anything, but you guys really feel like girl parents.
Thank you.
Like you might just have a lot of sweet little girls.
Yeah. When I see you, it just screams girl dad, you know?
Like that's a good thing. That's like sweet.
Sweet and gentle.
Thanks. Gentle.
He's such a softie.
It's
really great.
We could talk to you guys for hours, but I know you guys got to get back to your baby and we probably should get back to our baby too. But if you guys haven't checked out the So Far So Good.
So long.
If you haven't checked out the So Far So Good podcast, go check it out. Jess and Gabe, you can find them on YouTube, Instagram, probably even Snapchat, right? I don't know. Where are you guys at?
Ish. We're
pretty much YouTube and Instagram.
Well, go check out Jess and Gabe.
They're a wonderful couple. It has been such an honor to have you guys. Yeah. And the fact that you're willing to do this really, really means a lot.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys.
And this is kind of a full circle moment too, because like, low key, you guys, when we started vlogging, I didn't know what I was doing. And like,
I
feel like I would look at your videos and be like, what's this couple doing? Like, they're like the top of the game. Like, what should we do? And there's a span where we would do, you guys, I think, started a trend called Say It or Shot It. And for a while on our YouTube channel, we kept doing.
Oh, you guys did that one?
We did like five parts of Say It or Shot It. Where really? We would like shot pickle juice if we wouldn't answer the question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You guys are just like, you guys definitely inspired us. And it's just cool to have this conversation on the pod with you guys. So
thank you for having us.
You guys, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Been really fun. Dang. Awesome. Well,
thank you.
As always,
so flattered. Oh my god!
Like, I don't know what to
You're
say.
So sweet. And in 3, 2, 1, peace out, dudes.
Are you a hunter or an outdoor enthusiast? Take your love for firearms to the next level with Goat Guns. Our miniatures are an ideal addition to your hunting gear or cabin decor. Each model is meticulously crafted, capturing the essence of legendary firearms. Celebrate your passion for the outdoors by displaying these stunning pieces. With Goat Guns, you can showcase your love for hunting and firearms in a unique and artistic way. Explore our collection now and embrace your outdoor spirit at GoatGuns.com.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.